June 24th, 2022, the Solemnity of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, 7 p.m. service. Jesus is here and says, I am your Jesus, born incarnate. Today is a day of great joy and victory, for your nation has taken a giant step forward, morally. Since the inception of weaponry, there has always been an illicit use of them by those with violent motives in their hearts. Getting rid of guns is not the solution. That would only result in some new type of weapon more accessible to the general public. It is the violent nature of society today which needs to change. Revenge is portrayed every day on television. There is no counter-portrayal of forgiveness, kindness, and holy love. The false god of personal gain is quite often the motive. Society needs to work on changing hearts first, which would lead to the lack of need for weapons and the illicit use of them. Violence in all forms of entertainment should be portrayed as unacceptable. No form of violence should be represented as the solution to any problem. There is a vicious circle of defense against evil by innocent victims and the violent aggression of those whose hearts have been influenced by Satan. The only way to stop this circle of violence is to educate people as to the chain of behavior they are participating in. Forgiveness should be preached from the pulpit. Violence should not be given star status by the media. A general change of attitude in hearts needs to take place. Then there would be no need to ban guns. My dear children, these days control of the world as a whole has become the impetus behind many governments. Commodities are being held captive and ransomed as a ploy to manipulate one world control. Only the wise are willing to avoid such traps of infidelity to the truth. A one world government is the stepping stone of a one world leader, mainly the Antichrist. Do not let a one world leader set the destiny of the world. He would step into power with all pretense of good. In his case, law and order would be his law and order. If the general population is disarmed of weaponry, he would find the door to power open. Pay attention to who would benefit from a one-world order. Would it be the little souls who seek to please my most sacred heart? Or would it be a few who have too much power, who seek their own good and prosperity? Trust the wisdom that comes from above, not those who claim wisdom in the world. It is the little souls who seek the abode of my sacred heart, whose cause I champion. Jesus blesses everyone here.